Hi everyone, this is the April 20th, 2010 Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, and I am Dana Marie. As always, it's a pleasure to connect with each and every single one of you, and thanks so much for listening. I know it's been quite a while since the last podcast, and in actuality, the previous podcast was basically a recording of the first spirit gathering here at the Enchanted Studio in the Bronx, New York. So I broke down the recording into two parts, part one and two. Hope you were able to listen to not only me, but those other participants in the background. We had a very nice time on the 21st. For the spirit gathering, and we just had one recently on Sunday, April 18th, which was even better than the first one. And the next gathering is happening on May 16th, but I'll get into that a little bit later. I know it's been quite a while in terms of the usual podcast you would expect here for Intuitive Guidance. And I've just been busy. I have been busy with some things that have come up in terms of my profession as a psychic. Great things, great opportunities. So for me to actually sit down and do a podcast has not been easy. So I owe you one. And here it is. And on top of that, the big news that has happened in my life, you may know this if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, is that I am no longer employed. Ta-da! My day job ended yesterday, April 19th, the day after Mercury retrograde began, and I didn't know I was going to be laid off. No signs, no forewarnings, although it was always at the back of my mind in terms of the company I worked for. Anything could happen, and no one, in terms of employment there, no one's job was safe. And that still is very well the case, even after I've been gone for quite a while. So, I am home on a Tuesday afternoon recording this beautiful podcast for you. Great listeners and supporters, and again, I tremendously thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving life to this podcast since its inception back in 2006. And you know, I'm not here to please everyone, and regardless of what people may think of me, or good, bad, or indifferent, I'm here to do work as an intuitive. I'm here to provide a service to humanity, to serve you, to serve God in the best way I can. And I've made mistakes. We all make mistakes, but we learn from those mistakes. And now that I have more time to myself, so to speak, to reflect as I, you know, look for another job and, or at least place more focus and attention and concentration on my psychic business, hey, you know, maybe I will still make some mistakes, but, you know, you live and you learn, and then you move ahead, you go forward, and you just try to do the best with what you have. So, with that said, here is the lineup for today's podcast. First, we'll talk about the sun entering Taurus as of today, and a little look at the King of Pentacles from the tarot deck. And as a side topic, we'll also talk about retrograde lemonade. That sounds tasty. Retrograde lemonade. We'll talk about that too. Next, I have a reading request for O. Then some psychic events coming up between now and June. Then I have a reading request for Yvonne. And today's spirit message, stop, pay attention. And here we go. Today is April 20th, and the sun entered Taurus already, I believe, so happy birthday to all of you Taurians out there. This is your month, this is your time, as the sun has entered or moved into your birth cycle. And when it comes to Taurus, they seem to be known as the stubborn ones. Like, you can't get a Taurus person or a Taurian to change his or her mind. Once they've made up their mind, it stays. They don't change their mind for anything. They're very fixed in their beliefs. They're very fixed in their thoughts. And that's how it goes. They're, you know, Taurians tend to be very stubborn. But on the flip side of that, a Taurian can also be very grounded, very practical, very reliable. And for the most part, they can be very good with money and finances. You might find that Taurians work in banks, financial institutions. Some Taurians are good with accounting or maybe certified public accountants. So Taurians are so grounded and stable that they keep themselves focused, especially when it comes to finances and taking care of money. So for the next 30 days, as the sun is now into Taurus, see yourself as a Taurus. If this is not your zodiac sign, see yourself as being very grounded right now. Take very methodical and practical steps and approaches to solutions in your life. See yourself as one who is in tune with the earth, because Taurus is an earth sign energy. So see yourself basically connecting with the divine Mother Earth. Do a little bit more gardening. It's spring, it's getting warmer and warmer. Do some gardening, some planting of flowers and plants and so forth. Be one with the earth. Connect with the divine Mother Earth. Put your feet in the dirt. Put your hands in the dirt. And allow the ground itself to move through your fingers. Feel the earth in your toes. Feel the earth in your fingers. Connect with that. And if you're not one who wants to put your toes or your hands or fingers in the earth, hug a tree. Connect with a tree. Or do some grounding at home if that moves you. See yourself as a tree, with the roots coming out from the soles, the bottoms of your feet, connecting with Mother Earth below. Because I'm going off on a slight tangent here, but Mother Earth is purging big time. Now, unless you've been living under a rock forever, Mother Earth is really recycling and regenerating right now. This is why there's been an upsurge in volcanic activity in Iceland. Earthquakes going on here and there. It's all cyclical. It's all part of what Mother Earth does when she's pissed off with abuse, and she is regenerating right now. And if you, let me put it to you this way: whether or not you're a Christian, the Old Testament, the Bible, the Old Testament documents a lot of historical accounts of volcanic activity and earthquakes and so on and so forth. And in the Old Testament, that was depicted as God's way of punishing mankind for being naughty. Well, okay, you can see it as in that aspect, which I don't necessarily agree with, but in those accounts, it was basically what Mother Earth is doing right now, recycling and regenerating. And since we're a little bit more sophisticated right now with technology, more so than writers of the Old Testament from thousands and thousands of years ago, you know, take it for what it's worth at face value. Mother Earth is recycling. So connect with the earth. Heal Mother Earth through your vibration. Send loving energy to Mother Earth. Let her know that we love her, that we care for her, environmentally especially, and spiritually as well. Anyway, so be that, like the Taurus going forward right now. being grounded, especially if your life seems to be upside down and perhaps the rug was removed from underneath you, as in my case, having been let go from my job yesterday. Hey, you know, it is what it is. I'm grounded to the best of my ability. Although some people seem to think I'm unstable, ha ha ha, I'm as grounded as I can be, more so than I probably was if this had happened to me 10 years ago. And in fact, I was laid off 10 years ago, and I managed. So I'm sure I will in this case, in the here and now. If you have a tarot deck at home, or somewhere on your person, and you look at the King of Pentacles, you see the sign of the bull on his throne. The bull also resembles the Taurus. And you will also see that the King of Pentacles is adorned with abundance all over him. He's holding a baton in his right hand. He's holding the sign of the Pentacles in his left. His attire is draped in this lush illustrations of the grape. Grapes are signs of abundance and prosperity. Mmm, and they look very tasty too. And as you can see, his left foot is on top of what appears to be, looks like a boar. It's some sort of, like he has a footing. He has his foot solidly on something that looks very menacing, but then again, he doesn't seem to be very troubled by it. You know what? I've done tarot for quite a long time, and I never knew really what that is. It looks like a boar. I don't think it's a bull. But, as you can see, by looking at his throne more closely, he has the appearance of 1, 2, 3, 4 bulls around him. He has 3 red flowers or pinkish flowers in his crown. His eyes are closed. His face is turned to the side just slightly. Very content. Maybe slightly aloof, but very content, as if, I'm doing well. Look at this abundance all around me. I am the King of Pentacles. And I'm like, well, you go, boy. And you see there's a castle, or the appearance of a castle behind him. He has vines, or it looks like ivy a little bit, but the appearance of vines all around him. And he is in his throne, and he is very majestic in appearance, and he seems to be grounded. There's a lot of stability coming from the energy of the King of Pentacles. So look at this card during the time of Taurus now. Especially when you feel as if, as I said before, the rug has pulled out from underneath you, life is a little bit topsy-turvy right now, there's chaos, there's calamity. Okay, don't buy into that kind of hype and fear. You really don't need it. Take a deep breath, connect with the Mother Earth, send her love, send her healing, and she'll send it right back to you. And she'll help you remain focused and centered and grounded now. Not just during the time of Taurus, but all the time. But remember, we have to take care of Mother Earth because she's been taking care of us for a very long time. So we have to give back. And then it reciprocates. But she's still going to purge. She's still going to recycle. She is regenerating, just so you know. And I said this in a podcast before earlier this year. It's not the end of it. So just hang tight. Okay. So that's the little lesson of Sun entering the Taurus, King of Pentacles. Now, in terms of Mercury retrograde, I am so sick of hearing about Mercury retrograde already. I know it comes up at least, twice a year, 3 times a year, schmangle, yangle. Okay, and I'm not saying that it doesn't really exist in terms of the appearance of Mercury going backwards from the Earth and all of that stuff. But, you know, yeah, okay, maybe things do go wrong with electronics and communications and You know, but when you go into, don't sign any legal documents during a Mercury retrograde, it's the worst thing you can do. It's like, are you kidding me? There's a little recipe for all of this drama behind the Mercury retrograde, and I call it retrograde lemonade. Okay, when you have lemons, you make lemonade. So instead of, you know, buying into all of this fear and, you know, hype and so forth surrounding Mercury retrograde, sweeten it up a little bit with some positive thoughts and affirmations. Use the time during this retrograde. I believe it ends around the second or third week in May. I don't even know. Don't even care. But, you know, use this time during the retrograde to, you know, again, just have positive thoughts in mind. Say positive affirmations. Say your prayers. Have faith. Have faith in the divine. That's the sweetness right there that's going to turn the Mercury retrograde into retrograde lemonade. And, it, you know, you can make it as sweet as you want it to be, or you can make it as sour as you want it to be if you're into the hype and the fear surrounding the Mercury retrograde. There's just so many other things that you can be doing right now instead of worrying about, don't travel during the Mercury retrograde, the plane is going to crash. God forbid. You know, just see yourself surrounded in the white light, for goodness sake. See yourself protected by God, Goddess, all that is, the Creator, Source, and the angels. See yourself as already safe and guided and protected in all that you do during the retrograde. And you could turn the retrograde into a retrograde lemonade. Positive thoughts, positive affirmations. You know, coming from a place of love instead of coming from a place of fear. That's what you can be, that's what you should be or must do right now during a Mercury retrograde. Sweeten it up. Turn it into lemonade. And enjoy your life. That's what you should be doing now. Okay? Okay. So if you have any questions or comments about today's topics, Sun enters Taurus, King of Pentacles, and retrograde lemonade, feel free to send an email to podcast@intuitivedana.com, or I invite you to visit me on Facebook, Dana333444. I also happen to have a fan page on Facebook called Dana Marie's Intuitive Guidance. So if you hook up with me on Facebook, I will definitely invite you to my fan page. On my fan page is where I basically talk about the psychic related stuff more so than on my regular Facebook page. And actually, I did that because another one of my contemporaries who has a podcast made mention about using the fan page for the psychic related stuff and the regular Facebook page for like family members who might be Christian or so forth. And I do have friends who are very Christian or, you know, of the Christian faith. So I try to contain the psychic-related stuff basically to my fan page on Facebook. But anywho, you can connect with me on Facebook if you should, if you care to, and I would definitely accept you as a friend. Just be sure to mention that you heard about me via the podcast, and I'll definitely add you. Okay, moving right along. We have a reading request for O. Let me just get to the email here. O has had, as of at least a little over a month ago, at least a few dates with a gentleman, and she wants to know if this is enough time to figure out if the relationship has potential after at least four dates. But for some reason, at the time of her email, she just couldn't put her finger on this person. Okay. Well, from what I'm getting here, O, and I apologize for not getting to your reading request until now. As I said earlier, I haven't done a podcast in quite a while. There's something a little bit incomplete with his energy. Like, there's something unresolved on his end. I don't know if he's going through a divorce. I don't know if he's going through some sort of custody issues with his children. But there seems to be something not yet resolved with him. And maybe you have already figured it out by now. If not, it's one of these kinds of relationships in which it's going to require a lot of patience to move forward. And if you're not patient, then this may not be the relationship for you. It has the potential of moving forward, but it's going to take quite a long time, because there seems to be something yet still not, again, resolved, or there's something not yet complete coming from him. Like, he's got some issues, I believe, with a prior relationship. And it may have to do with divorce, a marriage, children, whatever it is. He's not yet done with that. He's not yet complete with that. And if this makes any sense to you at all, maybe you already knew about this by now before I even had a chance to answer your question, that's the answer. He's not yet ready for something. I mean, don't get me wrong, I believe that he likes you and that he's open to dating, and you've already dated him a few times, and maybe you've dated him even a few more times since you sent me this email. But if anything, whatever's going on with him right now, it's not going to be completely resolved until at least July of this year. So we're talking at least another 3 months or so. Whatever it is that he needs to get away from, this entanglement that he's been suppressed under, let's say, he's not going to be able to break free from it at least until July or so. So you'll have to email me, and let me know how things have been turning out for you. Excuse me. Water time. Aha. Good stuff. And just let me know what's happening with that. You may still be seeing him. Communication may also be helpful, but you also mentioned in your email that he refused to tell you his age. Huh. I'm wondering if he has grown kids. And there's something going on with that, too. Maybe he's afraid of being too old for you, especially, you know, either he has grown kids or he started having kids at a very young age, and maybe that's something he's not very proud of. Who knows? But I'm getting there's something not yet resolved with him. It's up to you to take it to the next level if there is that potential. And I do see some potential, but it's not going to happen until at least the summer. And who knows? By then, you may even be dating somebody else. It's entirely up to you. But you wanted to know what was going on with this guy's energy. That's basically it in a nutshell. There's something not yet resolved on his end. And for him not to tell you his age, I would take that as a sign. But like I said, he likes you and he's really open to dating. But there's some things that he's just keeping close to the chest right now for whatever reason. And I feel it has to do with either something with a previous relationship, or there's something maybe, you know, with whatever was going on with him in the past, it's still affecting him in the present, just to let you know. Okay, thank you so much for your question. And if you would like to have your question answered on the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send first names, complete dates of birth, please, if possible, and your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. You don't necessarily have to give me your first name or first names. You can use anonymous, you can use initials. Just please say so in the email. Even if you have to put it in bold letters, because I tend to be a little bit daft. So that way I can just, you know, respect your wishes. Okie dokie. Moving right along. Are we still recording? Yes, we are. Okay. Have some very good news to share with you in terms of upcoming psychic events going on. First of all, for the past couple of Mondays, I have been a guest on Michael Long's Journey into Light radio show on Blog Talk Radio. I was a guest last night, I was a guest last Monday night, and I'm scheduled to appear again next Monday, April 26th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. You can go to blogtalkradio.com. I used to have a show there myself, you know, not too long ago. blogtalkradio.com, all one word. And you can just type in the search bar, Journey into Light, and it will come up with links to that program. Journey into Light comes on, I believe, 4 or 5 days a week, starting at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And Michael features many, 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 many names and famous faces within the psychic community, and even the not so famous. I've had the pleasure again of being on his show twice already for the past two Mondays. I'm connecting with a lot of great people through his show Journey into Light, such as Amanda Dowell, and both Amanda and I are part of Best American Psychics. Our friend Dionysus, the astrologer. I mean, it's a great circle. It's a great community at the Journey into Light radio show. So I invite you to listen to the entire show, which begins at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. But I will definitely be on for 1 hour on April 26th, Monday, at 10 p.m. Eastern. Definitely tune in, listen to me live, and I will also answer questions on the air for free readings. And there you go. Journey into Light, Blog Talk Radio, April 26th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Next, we have a free spirit gathering taking place here at the Enchanted Studio on Sunday, May 16th, from 3 to 6 p.m. The last two gatherings were incredible. And the last one was basically like off the chain, as they say. I mean, it was like, wow. I mean, we're connecting with so many like minds, and we really want to open up. I mean, this is not an exclusive club or anything. This is open to anyone who can access the location. It's in the North Bronx. And wow, I mean, the people that we've had coming to the free spirit gathering has been just dynamic. Very wonderful people. And what we do at the free spirit gathering is that I'm the facilitator, of course, because this is the Enchanted Studio, and I conduct the meditation first. Then we discuss what we saw or what we gathered or what we picked up during the meditation. Then we have a break, and then I also do free readings without any cards or any tools whatsoever. It's all divine channeling, and it's free. But you must RSVP in advance because seating is limited here at the Enchanted Studio. So if you would like to come on Sunday, May 16th from 3 to 6, you can call 917-686-7192, 917-686-7192, or you can visit NorthNYCLightworkers.net. That is a website, NorthNYCLightworkers, all one word, .net, for more information about the gathering on May 16th. Okay, moving right along. Saturday, June 19th, I'm scheduled to give readings again at the ARE of New York Psychic Holistic Fair. I believe this is to commemorate the summer solstice. I was under the impression that they were going to be having fairs every month, but I guess it's going to be seasonal now. I'm not sure what they're doing. But as far as I know, June 19th is the next Psychic Holistic Fair taking place at the ARE of New York in Manhattan. You can call 212-691-7690 for more information, or you can visit their website, arenyc.org for the Saturday, June 19th Psychic Holistic Fair, and I am scheduled to be there to give readings on the spot, and I'm not making any money. This is all on a volunteer basis. None of the practitioners are making a dime. This is for the benefit of the ARE of New York, which is a nonprofit organization. They need financial support, and we donate our time and our energies to attract as many people as possible to these events. So come and see us at the ARE of New York Psychic Holistic Fair on Saturday, June 19th. And finally, on Sunday, June 27th, is the first psychic fair taking place here at the Enchanted Studio in New York City. We're still ironing out the wrinkles, and we have a good group of wonderful, wonderful practitioners already confirmed. Some of you may know Robert Alvarez, the psychic witch. He's going to be here giving readings. Yours truly, Michelle Swan, and a couple of others. There may be a couple others locally coming in for the psychic fair, and it's going to be the first one of its kind held here at the Enchanted Studio on Sunday, June 27th from either noon to 6 p.m. or 1 to 6 p.m., but the date has already been set. More details to come, and you can go to northnyclightworkers.net for up-to-date information for the psychic fair. It's on June 27th, and if you're in the New York City area or you're able to drive or take mass transit, we encourage you to come. The fair itself, we believe, is going to be free admission, but to have readings would be at a set price in increments of 15 minutes or 30 minutes for the practitioner. And all of that information will be available on the website I just mentioned in the weeks to come. But definitely Sunday, June 27th, is the Enchanted Studio Psychic Fair. And it's going to be great. We'll have at least one or two Reiki healers on hand, various readers, astrology, tarot, angel, intuitive. Come on out. Support the Enchanted Studio. Get yourself a great reading from a wonderful practitioner. And have fun. It'll be summertime too, so what more can you ask for? Okay. Again, water time. A cool, refreshing drink. Okay. Alrighty. Next, we have a reading request for Yvonne, who I had the pleasure of meeting a few times already. Hi, Yvonne, how are you? And her question is, what is my life purpose? I know you get that question a lot. Yes, I do. Light workers have many roles. What is mine? Do I have a specific role? Well, Yvonne, first and foremost, I thank you for being here for the class that we had on going behind the scenes. I hope what you were able to get out of that class has helped you in terms of your life's purpose or your role as a light worker. But I'll be more than happy to even give you some more information according to what I pick up. Well, Yvonne, it seems to me that you are the type of person who needs to initiate, embark upon your own projects. You don't really need to be working for anybody else. If you are always hoping to become self-employed for one reason or another, you definitely have what it takes to do that. Especially when it comes to healing work and counseling, or even if you want to open up, let's say, because you're excellent around children, because I know you got kids, maybe a nursery school, believe it or not, or some kind of daycare center, to help with children, small children, school-age children, whose parents are working full-time. I don't know why they're showing me that, Yvonne. Because it seems as if you happen to have a very high tolerance for kids, a high threshold for, you know, abundant energies coming from a group of kids in your home somehow. It's like you know what to do instinctively with a child, and you've always been around children. You've always been around very gifted children to some extent as well, and I believe that your kids are very gifted. And this goes back to even a few past lives with this. So if this makes any sense to you at all about perhaps maybe opening a business from your own home in which you're able to look after kids in a very safe environment, maybe in the basement, I guess, if you want to convert your basement, if you have a basement, converting that into a daycare center, you go and you get yourself licensed by the state of New York, and you may have to take a course or two with that. I have a feeling that it's going to be very productive for you, opening up either a nursery school or a daycare center from your home. And you'll be able to get all sorts of resources and materials to keep the kids happy and occupied, and yay, we can watch Barney all day. Well, I know that might drive you crazy, but, you know, the parents wouldn't mind having someone like you who's already a mother, someone who is very reliable, someone who's very tolerant of children, someone who really loves children, to be able to look after their kids while they're working or go to school or whatnot. That's really something to consider. You've always been around kids, and you're a bit of an entrepreneur. So if you can somehow combine that into a career for you, this is only a suggestion. It's one of many options, but you need to be doing your own work. You need to be doing your own business, first and foremost. And if the thing about daycare centers or nursery schools rings a bell with you, if it resonates, if this is something that you feel passionate about from the pit of your stomach, you know, talk it over with your hubby. Talk it over with hubby and see if that's something he may be open to. And take it from there, Yvonne. I would really welcome your feedback on this. And I know we connect on Facebook quite a bit. So after you hear this podcast, you know, let me know your thoughts. It seems to be something that could be working in your favor in terms of either a daycare center or a nursery school from home. You just need to get licensed by the state of New York. That's important. But I have a feeling that once you show them how safe your home is and, you know, it's child-proof and child-guarded, then you should be able to take it from there and have a very flourishing career, as a home care provider for kids. Okay? So thanks for your question, Yvonne. And again, if you have a question for a free reading on the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send first names or initials or anonymous, complete dates of birth, please, if possible, and your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. I don't know when the next podcast is going to be honest with you. It all depends on questions that I get in. It also depends on what's going on with me now that I am no longer employed, conventionally, let's say. I'm going to have to get my foot into the ground, so to speak, with picking up my psychic practice here from home at the Enchanted Studio. So we'll see how it goes. I anticipate at least doing another podcast in early May, perhaps before Mother's Day. Can't make any promises, or you can catch me again coming Monday night, next Monday, or however you see it, half full, half empty, on the 26th at 10 p.m., Journey into Light on Blog Talk Radio. I will definitely be there. Okay. And lastly, the parting message for today is stop and pay attention. We're all becoming a lot more aware and a lot more sensitive to our surroundings, to our environments, to those messages and signs and omens from the divine for our best and highest good. And even if before whatever synchronistic events were occurring in your life, oh, that's just a coincidence. Oh, that was just an accident. Oh, there's always a reason behind this. stop, and pay attention. What are you getting from these synchronistic events? What's going on in your life right now that seems to be unfolding, unraveling, changing? You need to pay attention. You need to notice the loving guidance that you hear inside of your mind. From spirit. Not from the ego, because the ego was loud and negative. But from spirit, it's very subtle and very loving. Whatever that you hear from inside of your mind or from other people. And it's also time for you to assume your leadership power and position to lovingly guide others. Okay, there isn't any coincidence at all that as we're approaching 2012, lots of stuff are transitioning in our lives. Lots of it. Transitioning, shifting, gravitating, whatever you want to call it. It's no coincidence that we're being prepared for this cycle of change as we become more in tune with the divine, that we really have to stop and pay attention. I mean, look, Spirit's been showing me for quite a while that something was up with my former job, so I wasn't totally oblivious. In fact, I really welcomed that opportunity to be laid off. I welcomed it. And people were looking at me like, what? Don't you want to save your job? Don't you want to tell them that how important your job really is? That you need to stay here? I'm like, are you kidding? No. Heck, even if I work in a library part-time, it's still better than where I was coming from, that's for sure. And there was a library, actually, right next door to my house. So maybe. You never know. So stop. Stop. And pay attention through reflective prayer and meditation. Give yourself some time, a few minutes per day, to stop and see what the divine really has in store for you. And so it is. Okay, so this completes the April 20th Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, and well, I don't know where life is going to take me from here. I do hope to at least give you another podcast in May, either before Mother's Day or perhaps afterwards. But send me your questions for free intuitive readings. I don't bite. I am not unstable. And we'll take it from there. We'll connect again. And until next time, peace. Many blessings and love and light to you. Namaste.